We are here this good Saturday, this rainy Saturday for those of us who live in Georgia, because we wanted to kind of take a moment to talk about Chucky. For those who haven't watched
The best one yet.
Uh-oh, let me turn this off my iPad.
Look, she got an egg going over there.
Exactly. Y'all had to make sure we was live and make sure it was doing what it was supposed to be doing. Okay. Make sure we was good and we
We've
was
been doing this
live.
long enough, but we still ain't got this technicality stuff down. Somebody out there want to give us some lessons, let us know.
Y'all
We
know we
taking.
millennials over here. We figuring it out step
I
by
don't like
step.
that word, but yeah. We all of them.
We figuring it out. But we wanted to talk about Chucky. The first episode, of course, we did a live tweet from the
Live
first
tweet.
episode from our Twitter account. If you guys are on Twitter and you're not following us, follow the Whore and Hooch account on Twitter. We are on Twitter now so that we can tweet along with you guys during our favorite horror shows. So we took a moment to do a live tweet with the first episode. And this show turned out to be better than everyone kind of expected to be. This was a really good show. This was probably one
Give
of
me
the
some dope.
best horror shows of 2021. And I want to say they did a good job of kind of wrapping up all of the movies together. They brought all of the movies together. I'm going to say minus that one where they had Chucky as a robot.
But you know, the difference in that one is there was no who. Don Mancini on that one.
It wasn't no Don
2019 did not
Mancini.
get done.
It wasn't no Charles Lee Ray. So that was the only, and that was like a reboot as well. And they made Chucky, they left out the whole, voodoo soul exchange
Possession.
part because they wanted to make him into like the robot thing.
Well, it
But
was still like a solely, oh no, it wasn't, because the employee programmed him. That's what it was. And then killed him.
they
But
wanted they teched him up. But other than that, this show, it gave what needed to be gave in this show. So we got to give it up to our old friend Don because he did his thing in this show. So before we start breaking down the show and how they really dove into the history of Charles Lee Ray, which is something that we've always kind of wanted and never really got, Desiree, come on.
We got
Come
liquor.
on with
We
the
got
come on with the come
liquor.
on. And this is a good
So
one, y'all. It's a good
it's
one.
the holidays, y'all. So I'm trying to get y'all some little warm on the inside, a little toasty feeling. And so we are making a butter pecan white Russian. Now it has to come to my attention per my co-host here that some of you have allergies. So if you cannot eat pecans, nuts, none of that, I'm sorry. You just need to make you a regular old white Russian, which is going to be some Baileys, some Kahlua, and your vodka, okay? But if you will be drinking with me, you are going to need. We starting with the butter pecan of it all. This is the Old Smoky brand butter pecan moonshine. Okay, get in your liquor store. It ain't hard to find. I don't know no other brand that has the butter pecan, so Old Smoky Tennessee moonshine. Also, I got me a little caramel sauce for it too, and some vodka. So this is Tito's, y'all. I like Tito's. Pretty much your butter pecan moonshine is going to replace your Kahlua and your Baileys in this drink. So I'm going to start off and try to be cute. You know how they be doing in Starbucks. You know, you get a little caramel on your glass. That's my glass. Yeah. All right. We're going to get a little caramel on your glass. Just a little bit, a little bit. Very good. And then y'all know I got my fancy ice. You do want ice for this. You do want to chill your moonshine. It is a cream and it is not good warm. Okay. So. Ice in your glass. Started off with your ounce and a half of vodka at the bottom. You can do 2 ounces if you're a lush like myself, you know, whatever. And then you top that bad boy up with as much moonshine as you would like. If you're using a tall glass, you get a little more moonshine. I'm using a short glass. I ain't gonna get as much moonshine. Let's top it on up. And then I top my moonshine again with a little bit more caramel, whatever y'all black folks be saying.
I say caramel.
And then a sprinkle of some ground cinnamon to do you just right. I'm not going to get up and get my cinnamon right now, but that is a part of the recipe, and I will post that in the group, y'all. And you swirl that on up how you want to drink that. Look at that. Look at Jack. Jack said butter pecan, okay? And I feel like Tabitha very good.
I won't let you guys know because I am an allergy having person, so I couldn't use the pecan thing. But Bailey's will do you right. Bailey's
will do you right. Add a Kahlua on the end of that. You good? Get your classic white Russian.
Bailey's will work for you. And I got it in my. I had to put that in. I felt like this was a mug type drink. I don't know why, but I put it in my Christmas mug here. And I'm probably gonna make it a couple more times. This holiday.
Did you get the caramel in yours too? With your Bailey?
Oh yeah, because I be putting that on ice cream.
Hey, you know what? I'm gonna tell y'all. My bestie said if y'all buy this Old Smoky and you don't know what else to do with it, this butter pecan, she put a little bit on top of her ice cream and she said it's lit. Pour it in your coffee. This thing good. Drink it by itself. Just chill it though. Don't drink this shit warm. It's nasty warm. Anyway, to the main event.
So now that you guys got your holiday spirits, get you a nice holiday glass, nice holiday wine glass, holiday mug, put it on in there. And let me make this disclaimer. I should probably put this in the comments section. Spoiler alert. Y'all have plenty of time to catch up on this show. It is streaming on USA, Sci-Fi, and I've heard it's on Peacock.
Oh yeah, it is on Peacock too. If you got Peacock, you got USA and Sci-Fi though, so you know, pick one.
So we about to do all the spoilers, so get ready so we can get into this. First of
and
all,
at the very end, I'm gonna give you the best part. So watch it all the way through, y'all. Come on with it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, and we have a giveaway question for those watching.
You know, Kate Blatt, I can give away.
We like to give away, and it's Christmas, and you know, when we do lives, we like our crowd participation and things like that. Yeah. But I just want to say I didn't come up with the question. Desiree did. So if y'all don't guess it, it's not.
And see, let me tell you, I come up with questions that require you to have watched this show. Don't come in here guessing stuff off the top of your dome. No, watch. If you ain't watched the show, you ain't gonna get this question. Okay. I just want you to know.
She thought of the question. I did not. Anywho, so Charles Lee Ray. Let's start. Before Charles Lee Ray. There was a creative person who believed in this project that was probably one of the most unbelievable things that just been spent. He'd been making money off of this doll since 1988.
88.
Don Mancini.
Mancini. Yo,
this man is such a creative genius, y'all don't even know.
Project, if y'all don't know, on this project he did producing, writing, and directing.
Y'all got to give your flowers to Mr. Don Mancini for this project, okay? Because he really went all in, and he's, like I said, he's been making his coins off of Chucky since 1988. He kind of believed in this project when nobody else was really thinking about it. He had a like a real vision for this that was kind of unbelievable. Like who would be sitting there believing that this would really be something? And he's been following it through straight up Chucky since the beginning. And since that very first movie, there has been eight movies. The first one, of course, Child's Play came out in 1988. And then there was the follow-up movie, Child's Play 2. And that's when he met Kyle. That was after he got taken away from mom, and he was given away to and put in foster care, met his foster sister, Kyle. Then after that was Child's Play 3. He was older. Andy got older. The main character was Andy. He got a little bit older, and he ended up, he was in military school, actually. And then the fourth movie, we took a wild turn, didn't we?
about 7 years later, we hit you with a Bride of Chucky.
We hit you with Bride of Chucky, and we met Tiffany.
Jennifer Tilly. Yep, Tiffany.
Yep, we met Tiffany, his girlfriend. And then Seed of Chucky.
They popped off this Chucky monster, ugly ass baby. I hated that movie. Y'all, I hated Steve the Chucky.
And you know what made me so mad? I went to the movies to see that foolishness.
And when I say hated it, it wasn't a bad movie. It was just looking at that doll bothered me the whole way. And then it was this gender bending situation going on with the doll. That movie was so far left from what we had before. Yes. But I mean, it did its thing. We still ended up with a whole nother one after that. Two more after that.
See, it was a mess. But I think what they wanted to do, and if you watch this documentary on Shudder called, what is it, Behind the Monster?
Behind the Monsters, yeah.
Behind the Monsters. He talks about like when he did Bride of Chucky and Seed of Chucky, he was trying to usher in the new generation. Of people and introducing them to Chucky. And the crazy thing is it definitely worked. The movies were not scary at all by any means. He just kind of put Chucky out there as solidifying his place as a slasher, and not just a horror icon, but Chucky at that point turned into a pop icon. And he solidified Chucky's place in pop history. So Chucky not only became just because at that point, by the first three movies, Chucky was just late 80s, early 90s. He was gone. And then Bride of Chucky and Seed of Chucky kind of resurrected him, brought him back, introduced him to this new crowd of people, and kind of like okay, you're not just this horror slasher, you're kind of a pop icon.
And we got a little bit more his personality too by the time we got to Bride of Chucky and Seed of Chucky. You focused a little bit more on his personality and his wittiness and his humor than you did in the first three, because in the first three he was just badass Chucky killing folks. So
and then we got to
Curse of Chucky.
The Curse of Chucky.
2013.
Now that movie is where we got Nika. And what was that? I think I've only watched that one once. Chucky ended up there because of
her mama. So Nika and Chucky's mom had a history. And Nika was paralyzed because Chucky had stabbed her mama in the stomach when she was pregnant. Mm-mm. And him and his mama had unfinished business. So he shows up on their doorstep. At that time, Nika's living with, somebody died. Her mama. She was living with her mama. And he showed up on the doorstep, killed the mama, and then her sister and brother-in-law and niece show up, to get everything in order for her. And Chucky, you know, bonds with the child, of course. She gave the doll to the child because she didn't know at the time that Chucky was killing folks. And from there, of course, he proceeded to kill everybody in the house. Except for Nika. Nika survived. And she gets locked in an insane asylum because she tells people it was the doll. And then that led you into the cult of Chucky, because he then goes to the insane asylum to drive her even more crazy. And he ends up possessing her when she tries to kill herself in that movie. And then that leads into where we end up now with the series. And I think that movie in between, we just skipped that altogether. the Chucky in 2019 had nothing to do with any of the other movies. It was just a revamp of the doll and a whole new concept. It was cool for what it was, but it doesn't fit into this universe, shall I call it, of the Chucky Don Mancini series.
Yeah, it was just, like you said, it was and I don't feel like the movie, you know, real quick, because it doesn't, you know, it wasn't one of Don Mancini's projects, the Child's Play reboot. But to me, it wasn't a bad movie.
It wasn't bad. No, it was just totally different.
But, you know, it wasn't Charles Lee Ray.
Right. Right. Not even the voice, not the look. That comb over was horrible. They couldn't get a legit doll. And I want to mention that the Chucky doll is based on the Good Guy dolls. It's actually based on the dolls that came out back in the 80s, the My Buddies.
My brother had one, and I texted him the other day. Let me see if I could pull up a picture of it. My brother had a My Buddy. He had a black one.
So apparently, the Chucky movie initially, when it came out in 88, pretty much sunk the My Buddy market.
Y'all see that?
Yeah, I can. You can see it.
Yes, my brother had the black version of the My Buddy doll when they first.
So the Good
came
Guy
out.
Dolls, sadly enough, sunk the My Buddy market because people didn't want to touch it after that. The kids were scared.
Them kids were scared. They were scared. Okay, I'm gonna have to apologize to my brother for chasing him around the house with his My Buddy doll.
No, you didn't chase him.
Yeah, that happened. Me and my sisters used to chase my brother around the house with the My Buddy doll. So yeah. But he still played with it, though. I want to say, you know, that was my parents' fault. But yeah, that, and as you can see from the picture that I showed you, it was a lot of similarities in there.
It's so similar that it was like, we're not buying that.
It was a lot of similarities between the My Buddy and the Good Guy.
Right.
The Good Guy doll. So that was a real doll. But when this movie came out, yeah, they ran My Buddy out of business.
Yeah, unfortunately.
And real quick, going back to Curse of Chucky, isn't it real funny that Nika ended up in a mental institution for telling everybody about Chucky? Like, going back to that very first movie, like they said, what happened to Andy's mom?
Oh, dang. You know, you should be piecing some things together, because I ain't never even thought about that.
Because remember, they said, Andy's mom didn't die. They said she stuck by him telling the story that this doll came to life.
I had done it, yeah.
And done it. But the police officer from the first movie changed his story about the killing. And of course, they're not going to believe the child, and they, you know, they locked his mom away, and that's what happened to Nika, and at the end of Cold, and that's where she was in Curse, because nobody wanted to believe her, and
right.
and I think that was interesting, because they never fully, they went into what happened, like they told us what happened to Andy's mom, but they actually kind of played that story out with Nika. Like,
yeah,
if you're an adult and you tell what happens to you when your doll comes to life, this is what life looks like for you.
Better yet, dolls just don't come to life, y'all. They just don't.
There's like, you know, so just don't, if you, you know, it's like either you just gonna have to take that to your grave, or don't, you know, or you just gonna have to take them out, because that didn't end too well for Andy's mom, and it didn't end well too well for Nika to try to tell anyone.
No. So we're gonna get into the theories though.
Yes.
Cause y'all got the history. If y'all didn't have it before now, y'all got it now. But the series was everything. So I'm gonna start off by saying, number one, we started with a miscast for this series. Because of course we got done on writing, producing, directing, but we got the original voice of Chucky for this movie again. I mean, for this series. So Brad Dourif.
Yes.
Is that how you say his last name? Don't let me mess that up. He is voicing Chucky. So that makes it that much better, because you still hear that iconic voice. And then did you know that Nika is his daughter? The girl that played Nika is his daughter.
Fiona Dourif. She looked just like him, and she laughed just like him. Let me tell you something.
And so I thought they was putting that on the track until I looked at it really closely, and I was like, oh, she is doing that herself. Oh, she's her daddy's child. So that was perfect.
Let me tell you something. Side note, Fiona Dourif is the ultimate daddy's girl, because her whole life, Brad Dourif has been, that's Charles Lee Ray. So you grow up knowing your dad is Chucky. And then you're like, I like my dad so much, and I like his job, because you know how some kids are, they get in that teenage angst, and that's what, like, I don't care, Chucky been taking over your life, I don't want nothing parts of it, my dad ain't Chucky, I don't want, because you know how some of them, they get, they shun it, and they don't want
you taking the attention off of them.
Yeah, and they don't want no parts of it. Like, you know, you've been doing Chucky so much, you haven't paid any attention to me, and I don't want no parts of it. Like, she embraced this world that Don Mancini has created, and not only has she embraced it, she's been a part of it for two movies and the show now. Like, she is like the ultimate daddy's girl. Like, dad, you do an awesome job with this show, and let me get on it.
Right. Yeah. She movie. Seeing her back was very dope. Seeing her play. So in the series, she is possessed by Chucky. So seeing her play the parts as Chucky and then playing them as Nika was very cool.
Was
she
wild.
Did a really great job. Yeah, she did a really great job at that. We did get Jennifer Tilly back. So if you don't know, that's Tiffany, which was the bride of Chucky. She is reprising her role again in her human form, as well as her doll form.
Yes, that was a nice little we coming back for season two. Did y'all miss Tiffany as the doll?
and then we have the kids that are pretty much the main character, the main basis. So the whole idea about this series was kid in a bad family situation finds this doll because he's into dolls. And might I say, I wish we had gotten more of the doll art out of Jake, because the doll art was really cool in my mindset. This kid does art with doll parts. And he was working on like sculptures and shit like that. And I don't know if anybody else noticed, he had a cool ass necklace with a doll head on it. It was a little morbid, but it was kind of cool too.
That was maybe his coping mechanism for, I'm not sure. His mom passed, and he just kind of, let me do this as a way to process things or to not think about it or whatever.
Kind of art too. They mentioned something with the dolls and the mom, so I think it was some kind of connection between that. But it starts with him. It starts with Jake. Jake finds Chucky as a doll collector, and then of course Chucky wakes up and tears shit up.
Let me tell you, Chucky's so much of a person who don't give a damn. He ain't even put batteries in his stuff. He ain't even pretend to have batteries.
He's hitting.
Chucky just don't give a shit. Chucky just went into it with this, like,
he said, "Well, nobody checking if I start talking, what they looking for batteries for?"
And he ain't even, I said, he ain't even tried. I said, Chucky, you could have at least tried to put batteries in yourself.
No. So I'm not gonna give you no play by play, but Kima, tell us what was your highlights? What you feeling?
So I like the fact that they brought it back to the kids. Because that's kind of the initial thing that scared us in the first movies, is that kids having a doll that comes to life, because it gives you that element of who's going to believe me.
Who's going to believe me?
And when it's when it's being passed around the kids, and he's going in different households and stuff like that, because you see him moving, he's in Jake's household, and then when, you know, Chucky takes out his dad, he's in there with his cousins, and then he passes it over to the one girl, and the little sister has, so he's, you know, he's around all these kids, and he's, you know, Chucky's very, he's a very smart killer. So, and he's targeting, he's going after the kids to, and killing off their parents. He's strategic with what he's doing.
Yes.
And I like that his strategy, and they're not figuring this out right away.
And you don't figure it out to the end, because I definitely was like, damn, Chucky, what is you doing? Like, first you was like, I'm on Jake's side. I got your back, Jake. I'm your dude. We gonna take out these kids because they picking on you. But then it turned
out I was actually, he did have me.
Taking out everybody.
Because I was like, yeah, some of these kids need to die because they bullying Jake. Some of these kids ain't worth a damn. I'm like, Chucky, get to slicing.
So
I was kind of with you.
I went into this thinking that they're not going to kill no kids. I definitely went into this thinking that they're not going to kill these kids at this school. They're not going to take these kids up. They're going to get all these parents, and then that's going to be it. But then they got to the school, and that damn Lexi opened her mouth, and I was like, who going first? Lexi first. Because I definitely didn't think that they were going to let him take out kids. And what were they? They weren't even high school. They were middle schoolers. So that was wild to me that we was up in here stabbing up some middle schoolers, but they got theirs too. The middle schoolers got theirs.
But see, that's one thing we have to remember is that Chucky ain't never gave a damn. And that's what we like about him is that Chucky.
And they addressed that too.
Chucky got a mouth on him. Chucky been saying anything he wanted to since that very, very first movie. When that very, very first movie, Chucky been saying whatever he felt like it when he felt like it. He just ain't never gave like a damn. He just always been, he's been a jerk his whole
very
life.
Very much asshole.
And I Chucky like that Don Mancini wanted to let people know, like, not every person that turns into a serial killer, nothing happened to him. He was just like, Charles Lee Ray was actually very, like, a privileged kid, pretty much, almost. He had, like, a kind of like an, you know, a regular life. He had two loving parents. He lived in a regular, boring town. Nothing bad was going on, except for some. He was like, he was just one of those kids that was just a bad seed.
And by the way, if you don't know, this series does take place in his hometown. So that was one thing. He went back to their hometown. Mm-hmm. And then you get a lot of the story of Charles Lee Ray in this series, which was really dope. You follow him from childhood to teenhood. You see him grow as a murderer, a serial killer. From I killed one person to I'm terrorizing my parents till I killed this person to now I'm on a killing spree with my side chick. And then you find out how they actually got his ass. That damn Tiffany. Because he's been treating her funny the whole series, movies and all. So it was, she got her payback, and she was a typical woman scoring. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you got a whole lot of insight into that as well. These characters, these kids were very developed for middle schoolers. I would say they definitely could have came off as high schoolers. But then I guess you couldn't get high schoolers walking around with dolls. I'm assuming that was the nature of why they were middle school kids, but they was doing the most. That damn Lexi and Junior was linking up and smoking weed and doing the shit that I wasn't even thinking about doing in middle school. Oh my damn.
And then, first of all, you know, if Lexi would have died early in the game, I don't think none of us would have been mad. Lexi was full of herself. But that's the thing about character development is that Lexi redeemed herself, but Junior didn't, and that's why I see that he had to die. because Lexi redeemed herself when she out of fear, and I think that was a good thing that she was protective over her little sister when her parents didn't, and I think that was also a good thing to show that she a lot of the ways that she was because her parents really just didn't pay her and her sister no mind. You know
which
what I
was
mean?
Crazy because her sister was autistic as hell and her mama was not caring. She didn't have a nurturing bone in her damn body. She irked my nerves the whole damn series. Mind you, Lexi's mom is the mayor of Hackensack. She was too busy being the damn mayor.
And she definitely
don't know how to read a room the whole damn series.
That was the one redeeming quality about Lexi, was that she had to look out for her sister because her parents was just, and you know, right. And her parents was kind of rude to her too, in a way.
And didn't her daddy remind you of, I'm finna go here. You remember the Rugrats? And you remember Phil and Lil's mama? Didn't her daddy remind you of Phil and Lil's daddy? He just gave me whoop and soft and I don't know. He just gave me the Rugrats daddy all the time, the whole series. I was just like, what? Why is he giving us this old nanny rescue method every time some shit pop off? So a little compassion. Mm-mm. He was killing me the whole series.
I told my mom when it was in the theater, Chucky should have killed the mom and not the dad.
I agree.
That's the one I said. That's the one that he should have went after.
I believe the dad deserved to live. Yeah, I should have seen mom going and not dad.
Because she ain't give a damn about them girls at all.
She was raggedy. And she was a drunk. Every time I looked up, her ass was drinking.
Half them kids' parents was
drunk. Oh, yeah, because the uncle was a drunk. Jake's dad was a drunk.
Half them kids' parents was sipping.
That's what happened in small towns. Everybody drank, ain't nothing else to do. But Devin, I felt bad for, because I feel like him and his mama got caught in a crossfire.
I feel like Devin's mom should have, if anybody should have lived, I feel like
it was her. Yeah, she was the most unexpected death for me, and I was like, damn. And then it was the most lackluster ass death out of all of them. Like, really?
I was like hoping she was gonna survive falling down the stairs. Too.
I was like, she didn't break her neck, not really. Mm-mm.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah, she should have lived. Because she was picking up too slow for me. Like, she knew what was going on deep down, and she just would not come to grips with that shit, and it was bothering me.
Yeah. Yeah.
She started with looking into that doll, and then
it she just, was. And I think because I feel like nowhere. She could have been an ally the way she was starting to see like stuff wasn't adding up.
Yeah.
So I really feel like she shouldn't have passed. There is something about the teacher that I can't figure out.
And could not. I don't know if she was just weird and like that quirky ally that all the kids like, or if there's another storyline coming up about the teacher. Because the fact that she was trying to save Jake's ass, then she got railroaded forward, and then you didn't really hear nothing else about it. She got out, but then there was nothing else to her story after being railroaded.
But they were still showing her, like when they were showing the kids at the cemetery and whatnot, they were still showing the teacher out there.
And she was standing there just looking at them. Yeah. So, and then I actually thought maybe that she took them kids in, because hell, who was left? Jake's parents was dead. Devin's mama was dead. And he had already said his auntie wasn't going to take care of him. He was going to foster care. So mm-hmm. I think maybe her standing in that cemetery waiting on them was the indication that she done took them in. She is now their, maybe their foster mom or something. Because she was the only caring person outside of the parent that they had. She always was advocating for Jake. I just thought maybe that was what that was. Because why else are you at the cemetery with the kids and just watching from a distance? And how
Yeah, I
are they
didn't think
staying
about that.
together? Well, yeah, because I was like, how they staying together? There ain't nobody got no damn mom and daddy to live with. Who keeping
Exactly.
them?
You know, that was something that I wanted Kyle to do was to maybe especially well before Junior had killed his dad off. But I was like hoping that especially Kyle growing up in the foster system would kind of take Jake and Devin with her coming along. But we don't really even know what happened to Kyle. Probably
Kyle alive, girl. She alive. That
with that.
glove at the end behind the tree when the kids is in the cemetery, that's Kyle.
Oh, okay.
That gotta
Because
be.
I'm hoping Kyle did like that she still made it. And I really wanted her to be the one to kind of to take them because I'm like she knows what the foster care system is like, that she can, she can take them. Or her and Andy can get them because they who else is gonna understand them?
Yeah, I think
And
that's
it
who was
don't seem
behind
like
that
they got
tree.
and it don't look like they got no lives themselves. They over there being the men in black
Running
to the
across, but
Chucky
they
cult.
giving
They
very much
be
mold. What is it? Oh shit, X-Files. What is this? Scolder and
Scully and
Scully
Mulder
and Mulder.
to
Yeah,
the Chucky cult. They out here
there.
being a they out here being a, exactly. So I'm like I'm it don't look like they got personal lives. It pretty much looked like
Them poor
Chucky.
black folks. They thought they was doing the census, and then here they come talking about Pow Pow, dead doll.
And the funny thing is when they was driving off, they was like, you think they gonna call, they think they gonna tell anything? And it was like, probably not.
What? What they gonna say? They shot this doll and he bled. By the way, that was some of the best part of this series as well, was actually seeing the deaths of the spoilers, multiple Chuckies.
The
Because there
cult,
are
he brought
multiple
the
Chuckies.
cult
Yes,
in
he
the
brought the
series.
cult
He
of
brought the
Chucky into
cult.
this series. And oh, that's another thing about this series. We got way more information about this damn spell, this voodoo spell he was casting in all these movies. Because I was the only person who wondered, well, where the hell he learned this shit at? Like, how he just all of a sudden do it, dimbala,
And
all the damn
splintering his
time.
damn self into people and all this kind of
Yes.
shit.
So you get a flashback of Charles Lee Ray in his early 20s, adolescence. I don't know what age group that was, but he was always studying voodoo back in the Gap. And so you get that confirmation that all of this was voodoo from jump. He's been interested in it. He always was planning to do something with it. And so that's how he ended up where he was at in the first damn place.
Exactly. And so I and that was fun because I think we didn't know in the first few episodes like how many movies they were going to tie together. And
No.
then when we seen in that one episode when they brought out the what was the doll's name? Was it a Tom? Was it Tommy?
Tommy, yep.
It's
You know
always
it's Tommy.
Tommy. We was like, oh, he done brought the cult. And so that was so that's how we knew he had brought in that he tied in yet another movie. And then when we got to see Andy and
Kyle.
Kyle, we knew he had that all the movies were tied in there together. And it was really nice to see Andy. And you know what made me laugh was that why is Chucky still scared of Andy?
Baby, because he was hiding in that toilet. Let me tell you. He was like, I knew he wasn't gonna look in here. Sir, what? Why you just didn't come for him to kill him?
Junior was like, you was all big and bad when it came to my dad, but Andy come up in this house and you in the toilet.
Yeah, no. That shit was weird. Because I definitely thought he was gonna be in the bathtub too. I did. And I was like, damn, Chucky got some skills. He done ran a whole bath water for nothing just so somebody would think he was in there. I didn't expect him to come out the damn toilet.
I'm like, so you still scared of Andy just a little bit?
Listen, that was the original. Andy know all his weaknesses.
Just a little bit. The Tiffany doll threw him for a loop though, because I don't think I'm not sure. Yeah, exactly. Tommy, Andy hasn't met Tiffany. And the thing about the difference between Chucky and Tiffany, even though they're both, you know, kill at, you know, in a split second, Tiffany is more emotional.
Very.
She
very damn emotional.
And I think that's what scares Nika more, because she knows that Tiffany runs off of emotions.
Listen,
and that's what really the terror. I feel my heart goes out to Nika, because she had
no working legs, no way. But damn, can we look like I got working legs?
Tiffany said, "No, you know your legs don't work. Charles' legs work, so I got to take them."
Take them off, damn it. That if y'all, so the thing with Nika in this series, y'all, again, spoilers, y'all should have watched it already, is that if you don't know, she is possessed by Chucky, but for some reason, she's able to come out from time to time. I don't know if it's the trauma, I don't know what it is, but every now and then she breaks out of the possession and takes control. When she is in control, she is still a paraplegic. When Chucky is in control, she is walking, talking, doing the damn thing. And it is hilarious to see the difference. Because at first I was like, what the hell is happening here? Who is that? Because she was walking. I was confused. But yeah, she walks when she's Chucky. And so now she can't walk no damn more, because Tiffany said, if Chucky come back, he ain't finna get my ass. Without no leg.
And why and her and Chucky be sitting up there competing to be like, it's like, who gonna be the worst out of the two? Both of y'all crazy as hell.
So my question is, for the cult, it was 72 Chucky dolls in this movie. Well, plus 72 plus. But are they all of one mind? Because they had that whole meeting, which is where you got another aspect of Chucky don't give a damn. And that was like, how young is too young to kill? And he was like, let's stay under 5 and 6. And then the other Chucky was like, but wait, what if they twins? Twins will get your ass. And then I'm like, where's Charles Lee Ray and all these dolls? But they all thinking different shit. Like, they're autonomous, each and every one of them. So how are you controlling them?
Exactly. But I think it's like they all have a piece of him, but especially some of them are like new, like just like waking up. And like, especially with the twins, I think maybe something like one of them might have had a piece of like Glinda, that ass whooping that they had put on him as Chucky. when he tried to kill his mama, and it was just like, I don't know what we could do. Like, I don't know, you know, the last time we encountered that, you know, it didn't go so well.
That's it, because I was confused, like, why are these Chuckies asking so many damn questions if they all the same damn person?
Because I think they probably like flashing back to, like, you know, there were some times in your life that things didn't go so well during these killings.
Maybe that's it. So who was your favorite character in this series? Gosh, she's thinking too hard. Too hard. The screen not froze. She's just thinking, y'all.
That's just me. That I know. That's just me thinking. All them damn kids got on my nerves, child. They all got my nerves. They don't listen. Them kids don't listen. They don't stay put. When you tell them to go in the house, go in the house to sit down, they get up and leave the damn house. They bad as hell. They out here drinking, cussing, killing. You know who my favorite character was? Chucky. That's my
That's a solid answer. That's a solid answer.
But wait a minute.
That's the obvious, but that's solid.
Wait a minute. Hello. After you answer your favorite character, I need you to tell me what was the funniest thing about this series, because we know it's a horror, but it's Chucky, so I know you had to laugh.
Oh, y'all gonna hate me for what was the funniest thing for me, but okay. My favorite character. So I actually liked the real life flashback version of Charles Lee Ray. the adult version of Charles Lee Ray. Because he was an asshole. He was amusing. He was funny.
He was.
And you got to see, and you got to see Chucky in pure form. What I did not like, though, is the character that the actor that they picked to play him did not fit Brad's voice. It was really weird to hear the Chucky voice come out of that Charles Lee Ray character.
Okay, wait, which version?
The 20-something version of him. When they flash back to him and her going on the initial killing sprees.
That was Fiona.
Shut your front door. Is that Fiona? Mm-hmm. And a man and a, looking like a nigga?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all, I didn't pay that no mind. Mm-hmm. I didn't pay that no mind, but it was weird to me. And maybe that makes sense why they did it. Because I was like, this little bitty scrawny dude don't give me Chucky vibes. But
because that was his daughter. And yet again, that was Fiona.
I was not paying attention. I'm going to go back and look at that again. Was not paying attention. But that was my favorite character because you got to see him in his rare form prior to being a doll and all that shit. And then the funniest part for me, which is signs of a psychopath, was the death of Junior's mama. Y'all.
That was the darkest shit ever.
But I died laughing. Let me tell y'all. Mama came flying out that window. And number one, the song playing was my jam. So I'm vibing to the song. And meanwhile, she's falling out the window looking completely terrified at Chucky standing there and this cart that then knocked her out the damn window of the hospital building. And then the way she landed in that car windshield was everything for me. I died laughing. It was horrible, but that shit was funny because she landed like, oh, just face through the glass. Right now, where her son was. He didn't know what the hell to do. Don't know why that took me out. Don't know why I thought it was so funny, but I was in here laughing like it was a Kevin Hart special, okay? And that is the hardest I laughed in this whole series. I am so sorry, y'all.
You ought to be ashamed.
I ain't gonna lie to you. That was the hardest I laughed in this entire series was when mama came through that damn windshield and that boy jumped out that car and she was just like, like, no. I don't know. It's something about the way they put her face through that glass. It gave me Final Destination meets Chucky. I'm sorry. But I did laugh so hard. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry. I told you, sounds of a psychopath. That shit was funny to me.
Okay, I have a couple of that was the darkest part. I was like, Chucky had to be there. I said that lady was already about to die. I said he was wrong as hell.
I might have missed this, but when we thought she was cheating, was it the therapist that she was talking to or was she really cheating?
No, she wasn't. She was just sick.
No, she was just sick. Okay. Cause the whole time I was like, they're trifling ass hell for.
Yeah, she was just sick. Okay, so I have two. One of them was the moment in the show where Junior has Chucky and his dad come in the room and he hold Chucky up like this and his dad, because you know his dad is Mr. Macho, you don't play with dolls, all this foolishness, and you know how Chucky liked to bounce back and forth to his little doll voice. And he holds Chucky up like this. And his dad, what you doing playing with, you know, Jake's doll? What you doing with this doll? And Chucky, with his little doll voice, he's like, you sure do drink a lot. And
that shit was funny.
I was rolling.
And dad thought that shit was programmed. He was like, man, stop doing that. Stop that.
I'm like, I know you're not talking to me. I was crying laughing because he tried, like, he said this in like the most, and like he was just out here like pretty much, like, he was like going in on his dad, but in this doll voice, going in on his dad. And like his dad was just like, where is this coming from? And then Junior's stupid ass just holding the doll up. You like, you letting Chucky just go in on your dad.
He was enjoying that shit. Junior was enjoying that shit because he ain't like his daddy no way. And then that was funny too, by the way. When he beat the shit out of his daddy with that doll, I thought that was hilarious. Because I just knew he was going to stab him up, but he just whooped his ass with the doll. That was hilarious.
And my second part that I thought was hilarious when he was out there trick or treating with that Hello Kitty mask, and he gave that blade But he was like, when he was like trying to figure out, talking about, depend on what you tell me if you get a trick or a treat.
You're right. That was funny too.
I was crying.
It was a lot of hilariousness in this. Because him going off on Lipsy at the talent show was also hilarious.
That
was the first sign of real ass Chucky that we saw. And I was like, oh, this is gonna be good.
But Chucky read her for filth. He read her for the filth that she was.
And then he still had me fooled at that point, because I was like, look at the queer ally. Go ahead, Chucky. He was plotting the whole time, because at the end, that's what got you killed, buddy. You called that man gay, and he choked the eyeballs out your forehead.
He did. I thought when he kicked that knife away, like, I don't need this. Like Jake said, he got the anger of him from his mama dying, his daddy dead, his uncle dead, his auntie dead. He was like, I don't even need it. He's like, I'm mad. I'm already, he's like, I don't need no knife. I'm angry.
Jake did snap.
That's all I need. He said all I need is these hands.
and gave these hands. And said, because that's my boyfriend. Boo. And I was like, okay, then, Jay. Protect your boo.
Okay.
And this is the one thing I didn't like about Devin's character. They gave him very much weak vibes, weak, weird kid. And I felt like he could have been a little stronger than that. Y'all could have gave him a little bit more personality than that.
I think he lost a lot of his personality after his mom died. Like, I felt like before his mom died, he had a lot more character in him. And then after his mom passed, he fell flat.
Oh, yeah, maybe that was purposeful.
Okay. Yeah, I think maybe that, like, he kind of, like, he didn't really give too much more. Like, he didn't really have a lot left in him after.
And then he low-key blamed Jake, because he said, every time I look at you, I see my mom on the floor. So, you know.
Jake ain't do nothing. Everybody was blaming Jake. Jake ain't do nothing. That was all. Oh, Chucky.
Jake was miserable the whole damn season.
And Jake kept being sitting there like, I didn't do nothing to nobody. He's like, I didn't do anything. I did nothing.
Lacey was a bitch. Oh, baby, if you had showed up to my Halloween party dressed as my daddy being electrocuted, I think I would have drugged you from here to there to Timbuktu, baby. Because what you not gonna do is play in my face.
I would have brought Chucky to your front door the same. I don't blame Jake for doing that. He did what anybody would have done. When Chucky said, take me over there, like, you want a job to get done, and obviously you can't do it yourself, let me take me over there. Wait, why was she was dangling from them steps and he was just hopping up and down that night?
Trying to cut her up. I was like, Chucky, know he a doll, right? You know he a doll. That was very amusing. Y'all, if y'all have not watched this series, it's every bit of entertaining, if nothing else. Every bit of entertaining.
And I like that it was something that, and you have to watch where they do like the behind the scenes breakdowns, because Don Mancini also talks about how, you know, they always have to do something to Chucky's body. Within the show, like in the first,
oh, yeah,
very first purple. Movie, the very first movie, they burnt his ass. Mm-hmm. The second movie, they melted him. The third movie, they chopped his ass up. And of course, then, you know, they had to sew his ass back together. And then in the show, he got, they like burnt him again, but it was like half of him was like burnt and melted.
And then Chucky addressed that, because he was like, I don't like fire. I don't like knives. I don't like guns.
He don't like it.
He was just traumatized. I'm not gonna fool with all of those things. None of that.
Yes, because he's he done been through some things, because something always happens. But I like that Don Mancini like kept that going, like something always kind of happens, so that we're to where he sometimes has this innocent doll look, but then when he when something happens to him, he looks like way more terrifying. After,
and by the way, did you notice for a split second it seemed like Chucky had a tinge of jealousy where he just wanted to be loved when that damn little girl got that Tommy doll and he was looking through the window like, bitch, I'm still here, after she yelled and she found him. they brought his burnt up ass to her in the hospital and she was like, no. And then he came back to the house and she got this new Tommy doll and he looking in the window like, oh. And I just felt like that was a moment of jealousy, like he want to be loved. He really did bond with this little girl.
He did. He ain't hurt the little girl. Probably because he see, yeah, that's one thing. He ain't messed with the little girl because probably he knows all the people around her are just pretty shitty. Like, she's in a family of people that are terrible. And I think if anything, he feel bad for. I mean, even though he probably want to kill everybody around her, leave her as an orphan. I mean, that's not helping. But
I thought about that too. I was like, you keep killing these parents. What the hell are these kids gonna go now?
That's not don't really help her. But yeah, looking in the chat, somebody said something that was interesting. In the first movie, they did have there was this black guy that was in there that Chucky went to that he sought counsel for with learning voodoo. And I do I remember that from the first movie. Like when he first put himself inside of the Chucky doll, he went to like this voodoo man or witch doctor or whatever, and the guy was like mortified that he did this. And he called Chucky an abomination. I remember that.
You're right. The witch doctor.
He called him an abomination for doing that foolishness. And I think Chucky killed him. So we do, yes, we have to do remember that part.
I'm sorry. Shout out to the audience. We do got to do better at looking at the comments. We just be talking our lashes off and the comments don't be popping up quick enough. We sorry.
Come on, Tommy's doll. Why is there always in the Tommy's Chucky movies a Tommy doll? Because I think there was a Tommy in Child's Play 2. That when Andy first went to the foster home, there was a Tommy. Like what? Yeah. Whenever there's not a Chucky, there's a Tommy somewhere.
Yeah. So wrapping up for the evening, because I think we didn't cover all that we can cover.
Yes.
What am I missing here, K-Bly? What am I missing other than my favorite part that I'm about to get to?
I think we did a good any questions that we didn't get to in the chat group, y'all, because I know y'all know how we get after we done had a couple sips. Don't mind us.
This she said a couple sips. This glass empty.
This is the horror and the hooch, so you know how we
horror
get
and the hooch. After I like hooch.
After a little while, y'all be safe around this holiday season. If I don't say that by the end,
don't get out here driving in these streets, baby. And if you live in Clayton County, I know we all over the internet, but if you live in Clayton County, stay your ass out of trouble. They angry right now. Stay your ass out of trouble.
Y'all have a safe holiday season. This is our season 3 finale.
My time in 2021.
I mean, y'all gonna see us on the Facebook group, so join the Facebook group. Horror Hooch on Facebook group. We be in there all the time. While it's how like I always tell people, it's Halloween every day in our Horror and Hooch Facebook group. And we now have a Twitter, so follow us in Twitter so that we can tweet along with you with our during horror shows and horror movies like we did with Chucky. And we're gonna do a lot more of that in 2022. We have a lot more to go in 2022. It'll be just us two.
22. Sorry, I thought it was big meat right then. Sorry. Rick Ross or somebody. But yeah. So while we wrap up, I'm gonna get to my favorite part of the Chucky series. And for those of you who did not watch Chucky on Sci-Fi, if you watched it live, you watched it on USA, you missed the best part. Chucky gave us a wonderful death count, y'all. And so I'm gonna recap this death count for y'all because I enjoyed it very much so.
Chucky kills, y'all.
I laugh. Chucky kills. So the total number of kills we get in this series is 21. Mind you, there are only 8 episodes. Okay. So we killing multiple people in every episode. And I'm gonna give you the titles of these deaths as Chucky described them. All right. So here we go. Death number 1 was by electrocution. That was Jake's dad. Death number 2, demonstration. That was my favorite part. That was mama coming out the window, falling into the windshield. Death number 3 was exsanguination. That was the popo. He killed the cop in the hospital with 1,000 damn needles. Decapitation was when the principal's head comes rolling out on the stage. There was an explosion at Charles Lee Ray's original home. And in that explosion, you think that Andy and Kyle died, but we're not sure yet. There was a dishwasher death, which was the maid at Junior's house.
He had to kill that lady.
He had to kill that lady. He did. He pushed the shit out of her, and she fell on all the knives. That was funny, too. I laughed at all these deaths, by the way. There was the neck break, which was mom falling down the stairs, which I felt like that didn't have to happen. And then there was Junior beating the shit out of his dad with the Chucky doll. And then the remainder of the kills, that was only 8 kills, and the remainder of the kills were all other Chucky stabbings, which included Lexi's homie from school, a bunch of people in a movie theater. Junior also got stabbed. Junior stabbed the shit out of his dad in the end of the beating. And who else got stabbed? A lot of people got stabbed. Oh, Lexi's dad got stabbed. A lot of stabbing. It's a total 21 deaths in an 8 episode series, y'all. So yes,
he did his he further solidifies his place as a slasher icon. So he was not playing no games, and he succeeded in having somebody to not only kill for him but use him to kill, which was just
unexpected,
which was a mess. So Chucky has brought his kill count up. So he's like, I'm trying to get up. He's trying to get up there in the Jason and Mike Myers numbers. So he coming for him.
He might already be up there. We just need to go back to some of these movies and start counting too.
Exactly.
Chucky exactly. Did kill everybody in his way. In all these movies, he was just like, you in the way, die. You came by the way, die.
He up there. He trying to get up. Chucky don't play no games, and he's hilarious. And that's what's funny is that he talk a lot, and he be saying anything. But the thing is, he gonna laugh and he gonna slice some people up. We know he's good for a good slicing. We know he's good for a good stabbing, a good strangle. And he's gonna make you laugh in the meantime. This show was a really good mixture of all the movies, and it brought back all the characters and the dolls. So maybe, you know, next season we see we're getting the Tiffany doll back, because we haven't seen her since Seed of Chucky. And maybe we'll get some more information about Glinda
Glinda's dead. We don't need no more Glinda.
But they had the baby.
Don, don't bring back Glinda. If you ever see this, Glinda is at least give Glinda a new doll. Don't give me that bug eyed skinny doll again, Don.
They did. I thought Glinda was actually gonna be a cute doll. Glinda look a mess. But see, but oh, Glinda is a peaceful
and
one.
And shaded Tiffany talking about, I thought you'd be cuter than that. That was funny too.
Because Andy is my dog. And hopefully we might get some more information about this teacher that I'm just not, I know something
Feeling
is there.
with. Yeah, I hope it's just that she's a foster mom. I feel like she's the foster mom now.
Yeah,
but then that makes her a target also. So season two done, when we gonna get it? Holla at us. We
so
ready.
Desiree, this the trivia question.
Oh yeah, y'all was gonna let me close out without the trivia question. All right, guys, here we go. We all know Lexi had a little sister who was autistic, but she had a special ability. She technically had two. She had a skill. I'm gonna tell you, I'm not talking about her skill. She was a very good painter, drawer. She was an artist. But what ability did she have that helped her be that great artist? The parents said it in one of the episodes. If y'all ain't watching, you're not gonna know. But if you got an answer for me, you will win the giveaway.
Apparently, it's whatever this skill, this ability is, helped her with her art. The skill, yeah, it helped her with the art. I don't know how I missed it. This is what happened when you try to do homework, eat popcorn, and watch Chucky at the same time. Because when I watch Chucky, for some reason, I feel like I have to eat popcorn. I don't know why. It was just something.
Popcorn for everything anyway. Don't let her lie to you. Everything that we ever watch, she eating popcorn. Don't let her let you think it's just Chucky.
Go put some popcorn on my plate.
She's gonna eat popcorn when we get off of here now.
Like, put some popcorn in the microwave, y'all. But that is the question.
And you can hit us in the comments. You can.
God damn it. Was that it? Did Tommy answer it?
Tommy, you ain't allowed to answer. Wait a minute. It's right, though. Right? It is right. Tommy answered he ain't no good, but the answer is a visual memory.
Lil of course, the artist would know.
Photographic memory. Yeah. Of course, has photographic memory. I guess we'll get him a gift.
And my mama, how do y'all know this? How did I miss this? Why, how y'all know this question? Him and my mama.
Paying right. Attention.
Okay, look, that you get a prize easy. And you get a prize. How did y'all
you
know
get
this?
A card? You get a card. No,
okay, y'all, we got two winners. I was thinking nobody was going to know this answer but me.
Because I was amazed. Because what it was they showed her draw Chucky after the first talent show. And it was
and I was like, she an artist?
She missed the whole point. But anyway, y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in. As always, follow us on Facebook, Twitter. We are on TikTok, y'all. We don't be dancing though. We gonna get around to it.
We're gonna turn up next year.
We're gonna get around to it in 2022. Just be ready. Put the audience over there and be ready for it.
Yes. Thank you guys for this amazing year. We still gonna be all up in through the Whore and Hooch group. Definitely. So, you know, join Whore and Hooch on Facebook. So we'll be in there, you know, throughout the rest of the year. Thank you guys for this season 3. We got more to bring you for season 4. We're going to just, you know, we're going to be doing so much more. Me and Desiree are in like the same area now. So you're going to see a lot more of me and her together.
Linking up.
Doing stuff. So we might have episodes where we go into the movies. We might be out going to festivals.
We definitely
want to
do festivals in 2022. As long as this Omarion virus chill down, we're going to be out in the streets, okay?
We're going to be outside. So we got a lot more ideas. There's ideas that you guys see, the people that's in Atlanta, if you guys be like, hey, you guys should do this, like give us some suggestions and ideas and stuff, drink ideas, post them, movie suggestions, post them. I'm actually going to post like a Christmas horror list. Soon as I put that together. So you guys will be in here and we will have season 4 coming, because guess what? We ain't stopping. We're going to be bigger and better in 2022.
I'm a friend to bring a friend.
Yes.
Right now, y'all, we are at 300 plus members in our Whore and Hooch group.
300.
It sounds like a lot when you compare it to a whole bunch of people, but shit, we started at 0. But we want to get our follows up. We want to get our members up. So, you know, tell somebody who you know like horror. Put them on. Tell them we're great. We're trying to be great. Give us ideas of what can make us great. We here for y'all. We do this because we love it, but we also do it for y'all. So let us know. Hit us up.
us up and we will be there. And of course, we're probably going to start the new year off with a free giveaway. So y'all going to stick around for all of that because we like to just give away whore and hooch stuff for some reason. That's just
and Timber Drunk is going to come back full force next year, y'all. Y'all know I had a baby and then I stopped drinking for a minute and then I was falling off. So Timber Drunk, full force next year in 2022. Be looking for it. And yeah.
Yes, you guys.
Butter pecan moonshine and get lit.
I'll put some Baileys in it.
With a little bit of Kahlua. Like a caramel, caramel, whatever y'all black folks be saying.
Yes. Have fun. Have a safe holiday. Catch up on Chucky if you didn't. And you guys have
USA is playing all the movies, y'all.
Oh shit. For real?
Yes. If y'all if y'all got USA on demand or if y'all just watch cable TV, which a lot of y'all don't, they're playing all the Chucky movies all month long. So go look at the TV guide. Find the one you want to watch. I think they played Cult of Chucky today. But yeah, catch them all week, all month long.
Oh, that's what's up. Awesome. You guys, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast as much as we enjoyed the Chucky TV series today and as much as we enjoyed this drink. And we will holla at you guys in the Whore and Hoot Facebook group. See you guys in 2022. Shout out to our two winners today because apparently if she asked me this question, I would have lost.
Yeah, she did. Appreciate y'all for watching, man. Love y'all. Merry Christmas.